The Greystones Transport Study is looking for your feedback. Wicklow County Council said the National Transport Authority are looking for the views of those living in Greystones, in Kilcool, Delgany and surrounding areas. To tell us more, we're joined by independent councillor in the area, Tom Fortune. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. So the Greystones Transport Study, I mean, what can possibly be new information here? What information has been looked for?
Well, it's basically, Declan, it's long overdue, and the whole purpose of it is to come up with a strategic framework for the development of infrastructure in Greystones and Delgany and Kilcool. And just to put in context what you said at your opening comments, people are being asked to complete a survey. If they go on to www.wicklow.ie link consultation hub, it'll then lead you into the transportation study and the survey that has to be filled out. It needs to be back by the 25th of April. It's very quick. There's 7 questions on it. I think that it could be a little bit more expansive than it is, but at least it's a start of feedback. The consultants who are working on it are putting all this together. We've as public reps, we've only had a quick meeting, a quick intro to what's happening. They will then put the various information together and come back to us, and then that will give us the opportunity then to look at what's being proposed. But they're looking at obviously a lot of things, Declan, like car ownership, journey times to work, basically local transport, and of course working from home will come into all that. It'll also touch on the links between the various areas like of Kilcool, Greystones and Delgany, looking at footpaths, and basically the bus service and the frequency of the bus service and the rail service, because there are opportunities in all of those areas to add value to whatever the conclusion of this study will be. But it's in the very early stages at this stage, and there's a lot of work needs to go into it. But it's a very, very important piece of work. I suppose it would have been better if it had been done before a lot of the current housing developments had started. But it's better late than never, and it's very, very important for people going forward. For example, like the implications for the N11, the implications for the regional road, the R761, which runs from right through Newcastle, Kilcool, Delgany, Killincarrig, and up onto the far side of Greystones. The traffic on that at the moment actually is building at a tremendous rate, and there is need for some kind of inventive things to be dealt with to make it better and make it easier for people to commute.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the public transport aspect. I mean, there's nothing in Delgany, really, is there? I mean, you can forget it. The 84 used to go in there years ago, but it doesn't. The 84 during the day is empty. It's a strange route. I suppose it's Black Rock, and it goes up through Cherry Wood and comes down, and a lot of it is empty. And you'd imagine being empty, it's not relevant. A lot of people saying there should be more trains. Where do you start?
Well, you start with it all, because basically there's been a lot of gaps in the transport infrastructure. And if you talk to anybody in either all the areas we've mentioned, they'll point out to you very clearly where the shortcomings are. And if we're going to come up with something that is going to be environmentally friendly and easier for everyone to live and improve people's living conditions, there's a lot of work to go into that. I would strongly recommend to people, when they're answering the survey, while there's seven specific questions to be answered, if they feel like putting in a submission in addition to it, I would do that, because the more information that's fed into this particular study, the better the outcome will be, and the more information that comes from the different communities, it'll give us as public representatives a better chance then to reflect what people are actually looking for and what they need, and then we can discuss the study in that context.
Yeah, just a matter of interest, there's enough buses go to Newcastle?
There's not enough buses coming into Kilcool and Newcastle, for example. The train situation should be stopping more regularly, for example, in Kilcool, where you have heading for 5,000 people now living in Kakul. The train, any train that passes there should be stopping to pick people up and let people off. If that was happening, more people would use it. The problem with it at the moment is that people are, it only happens in the morning and the evening, and people are unsure of what's happening. So that needs to be sorted. There's an awful lot of work. Good things could come out of this study if it's done in a thorough manner and done on the basis of adding value to people's lives. And if we really believe in all the stuff we talk about now about climate and sustainable environments and living communities and all that kind of stuff, all this stuff is integral to it. And there are heaps of gaps in it, and hopefully this study that's been carried out will highlight those gaps properly. We'll be able to put them on paper and come up with a plan that works. And hopefully it can be done in a speedy manner. It doesn't take forever, as can happen with some of these
studies. And how do people contribute?
But basically what they do, if they initially go on to www.wicklow.ie, follow the instructions, it'll bring them on to the, click onto the transport study questionnaire and answer it, and make sure they have it back by the 25th of April. And as I say, there is a section on it that allows you to make comments. But if there's not enough room, I would be recommending people to put in additional submissions themselves on it, because the more information, as I said to you earlier, that is fed into this particular study, the better. And it's an opportunity now, hopefully, to get this end of it right, because it will feed into infrastructure gaps and
policy
things that need to be done, and the way roads
the future.
Need to be sorted. So it's, and footpaths
okay.
are very, very important.
All right. Thanks for that, independent councillor in that area, Tom Fortune. So the Greater Greystones Transport Study, available on wicklow.ie. So it's Greystones, Kilcool, Delgany and surrounding areas. All right.